Module 3, amp up your energy confidently and congruently, brand you and shine brighter than ever. Amp up your energy. Along with your soul and mindset foundations you've already set, explore your physical needs to be your most radiant, clear, sexy, and badass self. Uncover what energizes you and gets you vibing high, fulfilling maximum passion and supreme aligned productivity, along with some hot tips and resources for extra tools in your kit. Welcome to Module 3, fellow Soul Fuel leaders. Now is the time for us to amp up our energy, confidence, and congruency to see us live our individually designed commitments with ease and grace. Throughout play sheet so far, you've made your self-commitment treasure map. You've designed your soul-fueled mindset rituals to assist aligned action, and you've crafted your soul-fueled manifesto. What an amazing foundation you've laid for committing to, designing, and living into your most truthful and exciting existence. Please pause for a moment and honor yourself for the journey you've made so far. For the things you've said hell yes to, for the things you've said no to, for the evolution of your grit, character, and passion in even these past few weeks. You are incredible. Own it, baby. I am so proud of the framework you've created for your raddest dreams so far. I want this ongoing adventure to be filled with ease and grace and flow for you. And that brings us to this module. Onwards. In order for that to be reality, we have to tap back into an idea we explored in Module 2, that our physiology creates our psychology, and that our inner representation of an event creates meaning which affects our state. So, the way we feel in our bodies affects how we think, and the way we think affects how we are, and all of this affects our actions. Interconnectedness, it is everywhere. So if we look at our bodies affecting our minds and our minds affecting our behavior, it bubbles to the surface that our energy is pretty damn integral to taking the most aligned actions day to day, yes? If we believe what we've explored so far, then something else is also true. We can choose our energy and actions. Or more specifically, we can actively influence the way we represent experiences to ourselves and the way we hold ourselves to help our actions align with how we truly want to live. Our energy can be cultivated throughout the various facets of our life that we detailed as important to us individually in Module 1, such as spiritual energy, physical energy, emotional energy, and mental energy. Personally, I find when I'm honing in on my treasure map and actively doing my mindset rituals, that most of my energy for the facets of my life are naturally taken care of, bar one, physical energy. You may be different and need to focus on another facet more so to explode your energy levels, and that's perfect. The play sheet coming up will help you here. For me, when I do make sure I'm carving out time to cultivate my physical energy, everything falls into place. As we explored earlier, when we gain muscle or strength in one facet of our lives, it helps raise the other facets as well. I find an unleashing of energy amongst all facets of my life when I'm moving and nourishing my body well. It doesn't have to be a difficult process by any means. New research is showing even 20 minutes of movement or exercise, eating as much real food, so non-processed and stuff your great-grandparents would recognize, in your daily meals as possible, and drinking enough water are three ways you can ensure you're ticking your movement and nourishment goals off daily. You can go way deeper, of course, specific diets and workout programs that speak to you for a start. Remember, working out also releases dopamine, the neurotransmitter of motivation, and serotonin, which makes you feel happy. And as we've seen, when we feel good, we create even more of that. And when we're in the space to make conscious, legendary choices and take aligned action, yes, please. Take care of your body with steadfast fidelity. The soul must see through these eyes alone, and if they are dim, the whole world is clouded. And that's a quote from Goethe. Now, there are many ways our energy can be diminished and boosted, and it's different for each individual. Again, it comes back to self-awareness to truly cultivate a blueprint that works for you, hence the upcoming play sheet. Let's explore a little further first. Everything is a vibration. Never forget your real identity. You are a luminous, conscious stardust being forged in the crucible of cosmic fire. Deepak Chopra. Everything is a vibration. We are all connected. Universe equals one song. Quantum physicists have explored and come to the conclusion that we exist in an intention field of consciousness, a field of infinite creativity and potentiality. An intention field wherein one cubic centimeter of space contains more energy to make the universe three times over. Us mere mortals exist under the illusion that we're all ordinary, that we have limitations. It's our Achilles heel. But the good news is we are all capable of transcending. All we need is awareness so we can shake our limits and give our soul, our higher self, our true essence, the space and freedom to expand and grow. If we believe there is even the slight chance we live in a field of pure potentiality, then there are infinite possibilities, then if there is some experience we want, we need to be on that wavelength or radio show, yes? If we're tuned into country FM but wanting to groove to reggae, we've got to switch the dial, right? So for a lot of things, it comes down to what we're tuned into. The energy, the vibration, the way we feel, the vibe we're expelling and utilizing in each moment. Does that feel like something we can work on? Are you ready to live large? Energy exploration and transformation. Your energy is your life force. It's your creativity. It's your source of all abundance. So it's kind of important. Protect your beautiful energy like a precious jewel, like a secret hidden power that's all yours to cultivate and enjoy. Explore how you can transform your experiences to the next level. Remember, attention equals energy. Intention equals transformation. Some important questions you can ask yourself to help with transforming what you want to change. What am I focusing on? What do I intend to happen? These questions can help steer us back on course to awareness as well as creation mode, where we are intention or results focused, therefore getting us back on track with our treasure maps. You deserve to be your most radiant, clear, sexy, and badass self. It's time to be consciously aware of what energizes you and gets you vibing high. It makes it so much easier to tune into your passion station, inner magic, self-radness, and then kick off supreme aligned productivity. Why not make life as easy as possible for yourself, right? It's all ready for you, and it's your gold to then do with what you will. As I would tell my son, with great power comes great responsibility. Hot tips. Do your energy blueprint play sheet. No one can do it for you, and the self-awareness you'll gain from it is pure gold. Here's a post that I've made, which I think I adapted from an internet meme originally. It helps me to center into my body. Eat when you're hungry, rest when you're tired, relax when you're stressed, step back when you're overwhelmed, listen to your body. If it interests you, look into modalities such as EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, acupuncture, kinesiology, and acupressure as additional tools in your energy toolkit to help align your physical body, remove blocks, and increase the flow of your beautiful energy. Look into intermittent fasting. A lot of influential and affluent leaders recommend occasional or consistent fasting as part of their energy manufacturing rituals. Make the call for yourself, as with all things. Harvest time. Find your sweet spot of when you're in most flow. It's usually either early in the morning or late in the evening. I'm a morning gal myself. Make sure when you figure out which one is yours that you carve out blocks of time to make what matters most happen. It can be pushing sand up a hill to try and fit yourself into the opposite time block if it doesn't come naturally. This may mean you need to get up earlier or stay up later. Play around with it. When you find yourself there a few times, you'll realize it's so damn worth it for the little lack of comfort you'll be harvesting you time. Don't forget nature as part of your energy plan. We are truly a woven part of this cosmos, and we can tune back into our natural abundant energy, even from simply standing outside and looking up. make your life a masterpiece. Noticing our energy is going to be an ongoing exploration throughout our lives, but we're only going to get more badass at it as we practice. If we can charge ourselves up like a solar panel, like the self-charging battery system we truly are, then we're in an incredible place to start our best work, to create, to share, to express, to inspire, to love. Make your life a masterpiece. Embrace and express your inner magic, because your soul-fueled expression is your legacy. Now is the time to explore your play sheet, My Energy Blueprint.